Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike, joined by regular co-host John Lindo. And John, thanks for having me over. We are in the Lindo Loft doing the show together again today. Good morning, John.
Good morning. It's beautiful outside. We've got good racing in Southern California, 11 race cars. So we're going to have to pace ourselves today, Bob.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. Closing weekend at Santa Anita, as you said, 11 races today. The stakes race goes as the fifth. That's the possibly perfect. John, if you like maiden races, today is your day because Santa Anita has six of the final eight races as maiden races, six races on turf today. Churchill Downs, Downs After Dark, one of their 3 p.m. Pacific post starts. They've got a 10-race card. Monmouth has the Haskell preview day, 12 races there. They'll get underway about 9:50 Pacific time. Look like a really good card from Aqueduct. Pleasanton has seven races today. So, John, we have a ton of stuff to cover on this closing weekend and tomorrow, closing day at Santa Anita.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're done with the Triple Crown season now. We get into the summer tracks, and it won't be long before we'll have the old Saratoga Del Mar day and night doubleheaders going on, too.
Well, let's kind of recap the Belmont and the Triple Crown. John, for the sixth straight year, we have had different winners of each of the Triple Crown races. So not since Justify in 2018 have we had multiple winners in any of these races. 18 different Triple Crown winners, race winners over the last 6 years.
Right, and the Saratoga, the Belmont at Saratoga Belmont Stakes was won last Saturday by Doorknock, a horse I did not see coming, Bob. This is a horse that ran poorly in the race at the Kentucky Derby, and the prep race prior to that he ran poorly. That was the Bluegrass, and he got his trip in the Belmont Stakes. He was sitting on the pace, pressing Seize the Gray. The fractions were legitimate. The first six furlongs, 1:10 and 3, over a track that was carrying speed, got the lead, and he kind of did what he usually does. He won't pull away from horses, but when you come up to you, he fights them. And Mind Frame looked like he was going to get by at the top of the lane, but his lack of seasoning showed when the jock, Arad Ortiz, went left-handed with the stick. He ducked out. He ducked back in right-handed. He ended up getting beat about a half length, and Sierra Leone did his usual thing, angled wide for the drive, lugged in, very difficult to ride, ended up getting beat a length and a half for all the money. So like you say, three different winners of the three Triple Crown races. Of the 25 races that were preps to get to the Triple Crown races, they were won by 20 different horses. So to say the three-year-old division is wide open is an understatement. We're going to have horses like Doorknock, Seize the Gray, and Mystic Dan, but by no means are any of them a lock for three-year-old champ going to the second half of the year.
Right, John, and this is a very murky picture right now. Bob Baffert has a couple. You know, we don't know the status of Nisos. He's not back in training yet. To me, he was far and away the most talented three-year-old heading into the Derby season. Baffert unleashed a three-year-old named Perrining the other day who stretched out for the first time. I thought was ultra impressive. This horse is going to be the kind of horse to go onto the Haskell and make some noise this summer.
He is, and he's a sneaky horse. In the workouts, he doesn't pull away from horses. He kind of runs with the company, and he did that in that race stretching out for the first time. He was on the inside and let a horse kind of get about a half length in front of him to the outside. And I wasn't sure if he would go on with it or not, but when they asked the question, he just rebroke at the top of the lane, ran a mile and a 16th and 1:42 and change. He is pointing now to the Haskell. We have Muth from Bob Baffert Stable back on the work tab, so he's getting closer to a race. And we talk about, besides the Triple Crown winners, Mystic Dan, Seize the Gray, and Doorknock, you know, maybe Fierceness being off the radar right now, it wasn't a bad time to get his break. He's got a chance to reestablish himself. And Mind Frame, I think, is only going to get better with racing. And if the three-year-olds keep trading punches, you have the filly out there, Torpedo Anna. Kenny McPeak is not afraid to try the boys at some point later on this year if he wants to. So it's there for the taking. Yeah. The prep races, the Jim Dandy going to the Travers and the Haskell Stakes, and then they have the Pennsylvania Derby. These are going to be extremely important races in determining our three-year-old champion this year.
And then a lot of them will show up in the Breeders' Cup Classic. That could be the deciding race for three-year-old championship. Well, John, as we mentioned, closing weekend at Santa Anita. Been here a long time. It started on December 26th. We did have the break between the big meet, and they call this the Hollywood meet, the spring meet. Let's talk about some highlights and lowlights from what we've seen going all the way back to December 26th.
Well, the highlight for me, Bob, without a doubt, the Santa Anita Derby Day, watching Frankie Dettori put on a clinic, winning six straight races on that card. Actually got beat in the Santa Anita Derby, but he was everything he rode. Unbelievable the way he was finishing. This is a guy that was supposed to be retired. If this is the twilight of his career, he must have been something else in his absolute prime. I thought he was fantastic. I think another positive, the way this turf course has held up. Yes, we had an awful lot of rain. There was some cancellations during the winter, and that kind of spaced out the racing, but the turf course has held up very well. We see a ton of grass racing this weekend, so that absolutely helped us. You know, as far as some of the lowlights, again, we come back to the weather. In this day and age, with all the different protocols regarding being able to race and train on a wet main track in Southern California, it really put a damper on the racing at Santa Anita during the winter. We really couldn't get into a rhythm. There were a lot of Saturdays that were canceled, and then you couldn't train the next day, so horses got behind as far as getting back to the races. So that I think, you know, given these protocols, it's going to be tough in the winter here unless the horsemen are allowed to kind of figure out a way to horses to move forward. One way to do that, the new training track has been installed. So we have a tapeta surface that we can use now when the weather gets bad. At least there won't be a complete interruption in training during bad weather. And I think that'll help us resolve that problem next year. But some good and bad, you know, the winter racing years ago, I mean, there was nothing like it in Southern California. And, you know, we're not at that point now, obviously. I'd like to see it get back and be able to race on a more regular basis.
Favorites kind of dominated in that first championship part of the meet, and then now it's kind of leveled off, John.
Right.
We saw some shorter fields maybe on some of those days early. I think field size is held up pretty well at this spring meet, and you can see guys are coming out of the woodwork now to run in the last, you know, week here, because we won't have turf racing in Southern California or any part of California until Del Mar starts.
Right. The winter meet, the favorites won at 40%, which you don't see. The second half, starting with this Hollywood meet after the Santa Anita Derby, favorites are winning at right around 31%. So that tells you there's added depth to the fields. And I think that's what the horse players are looking for. Just You don't want to fall in 3 to 5 shots all the time. You want to have a chance to make a score. And the racing, I think, has been better. And like you say, the field sizes have held well, especially the grass races, as the grass courses held up throughout the meet.
It looks like Phil D'Amato will go on and win another training championship, John. A couple winners yesterday. He's on top, but we've got a very good battle in the jockey race.
We do. Going into today, we've got a tie for the leading jockey for this Hollywood meet. Antonio Fresu, looking for his very first riding title in Southern California, has 32 wins. And Juan Hernandez, who won 3 races yesterday, he's now at 32 as well. So they're deadlocked going into the weekend with 11 races today and 12 races on closing day Sunday. That's wide open, and these guys will be down on their belly trying to get that last win.
And let's give a couple honorable mentions to a couple jocks that we think have ridden extremely well here. Kyle Frey and Edwin Maldonado.
Absolutely. Kyle Frey got off to a big start at this Hollywood meet, and he's maintained it. You know, we've seen Hernandez move back up the board after going on the Triple Crown Road and some of these guys traveling. But Kyle Frey has been very consistent. He rides this turf course very well. I think Umberto Rispoli has ridden the turf course as well as anybody. And Edwin Maldonado, again, he had an injury earlier in the meet. He's come back from that, and he's ridden very consistent. He puts horses on the lead. He's a great speed rider. And I think both of those guys, Frey and Maldonado, deserve recognition for the jobs they've done.
And, you know, both those guys have one thing in common. They're not afraid to let a horse roll early. We know speed's good.
Yep.
Always has been in California. Those guys know how to ride speed horses. We saw it yesterday on the turf with Maldonado coming down the hill, going what looked to be crazy fractions, but he opened up 5 and had plenty to hang on. I love those kind of rides.
He only went the half and 42 and change coming down the hill, but you know what? He took the run out of the rest of the field, and that's how you win with a speed horse.
Hey, let's mention again, and we mentioned a couple weeks ago, but John White is retiring. Tomorrow will be his final morning line. Let's just have another kind of shout-out for John, the job that he has done over the decades, a well-deserved retirement, and going out on top of his game.
Well, the fourth race today is named in honor of John White, so after the race, there'll be a little ceremony in the winner's circle. This is a guy that's worn so many hats in the industry, whether it be a steward, an on-air analyst, a chart caller and chart taker. Again, he's done everything, the morning line maker for all these years, and John cares about the game. He gave us as accurate a morning line as he possibly could in Southern California, and Bob, as you look around the nation, some of these other morning lines, a lot of this stuff is an afterthought. And to see what he does, at least to give the horse players in California an honest assessment, that's all we're looking for. He did it well. He did it with a lot of class. I'm going to miss him. Congratulations to John on his retirement. And I hope you know, if you get a chance, go down there and say hello and say thanks, because John's done a good job for a lot of people.
And, John, you mentioned an afterthought at a lot of these places. A bad morning line really messes it up, because people overreact to a bad morning line. They start to pound a horse that they know is too high on the line. That horse ends up being too
underlay low. Right.
And it just makes for a really kind of messed up betting race.
It does. And again, we just want an honest assessment. And you and I both have kind of an idea of what we expect a horse to be. And so when the morning line is off, you know there's going to be adjustments made. And it's hard to figure out exactly where to go when you want to make your wager.
Well, John, let's get down to some handicapping. Your selection sheet, the Lindo Report, available for free at the South Point, is also at todaysracingdigest.com, along with all of our handicappers. So where do you want to go for your Santa Anita selection?
I'm going to go to race three at Santa Anita today, Bob. I thought number seven, Miss McWinnie, really improved in the first start for the Doug O'Neill stable last time. Claimed for 50, stepped up to a maiden special weight, got the job done sprinting. Has one two-turn race in her career. Wasn't bad. I think she's a better filly now. She'll fall into a good stocking trip here. 3-1 on the morning line on an improving filly. Number seven, Miss McWinnie, third race at Santa Anita. And, Bob, before we get a selection from you, we lost a good friend of ours out at the Derby Room over the last weekend. I want you to make a mention of that.
Yeah, we sure did. The founder of the Derby Room, Armin Zanedjian, passed away on Sunday. John, he had been battling health problems and had been in hospice at that point. But, you know, I got to know Armin over the last couple of years, just from going out to the Derby Room. What a outgoing, generous, giving person he was, always with a smile on his face. John, we had been out there a couple times, couldn't do enough for us. What do you guys need? He was always like that whenever I saw him.
And he was like that with everybody, not just us, but he knew his clientele out there.
Right. And on holidays, he would text me. I'm sure I wasn't the only one. He probably sent out many, many texts. He had a lot of good friends, and I'm just going to miss him. I'm going to miss that big, happy, smiling face of his. I've gotten to be good friends with his son, Brandon, out there, who runs the Derby Room Fairplex, which I go to a lot. So we're going to miss Armin. We're going to put a little Elvis music on going out to break. And I want to mention there's going to be a memorial for Armin on June 25th at the Rose Hills Memorial Park in Whittier, and that'll be at 11 a.m. I know I'll be out there. So come on out. Pay your respects to Armin Zanedjian. We are going to miss him greatly, founder of the Derby Room franchise. John, I will transition that to a far less important thing, and that is a radio pick for today. I did not put out my sheet today. John has some family things going on, but I will be back tomorrow for closing day. I looked at this card, and I found a horse I like in the seventh race, a maiden turf event, and that's number six, Tiny Prancer, who stretches out after an even try sprinting first time out for trainer Dan Blacker. This filly has all kinds of turf and route pedigree. I think the price is right at 4-1. Umberto Rispoli, you mentioned how well he was riding the course, and I think she's going to be right up on or near the lead throughout. I think you've got a very vulnerable favorite in here in Run a Mile in My Shoes, who's drawn far outside and is the 9-5 favorite. So my radio play is in the seventh race, number six, Tiny Prancer at 4-1. No sheet today, but I'll come back strong tomorrow on closing day. Let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, it's closing weekend here at Santa Anita Park, and it is a weekend you don't want to miss. Today we have great live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Possibly Perfect Stakes. And tomorrow brings the $100,000 Cinema Stakes and the Grade 3 fan favorite San Juan Capistrano Stakes. Tomorrow, of course, is Father's Day. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are available throughout the park. Join us for a party in the chandelier room and treat dear old dad to an unforgettable experience filled with gourmet delights and the finest whiskey tastings. On the track apron, we will have a special barbecue event so that dad can have a day filled with delicious food and thrilling horse racing. We will also have mandatory payouts in all the pools on Father's Day, most notably in the Pick Six. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds and cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, and the Northern California Fairs. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all of the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact the CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. John, I don't think we mentioned that Gulfstream is canceled today.
Yeah, they've had torrential rains down there all week long, so we'll get an update from Toby Kellett later in the show as to what the race schedule is going to be.
So no coast-to-coast today.
And I know you're sad about that.
I am, and no Golden Hour anymore. That's gone, along with Golden Gate Field. So let's talk about our cowbred of the week.
Well, we got a couple of cowbreds I want to highlight, and both are running today. And up at Pleasanton today in the Pleasanton Oaks, number one, Chancery Way, who's 7-for-14 lifetime. She's 125-pound high weight and the 9-to-5 favorite in that Pleasanton Oaks. That's a field of five cowbreds there. And how about we go back to, we're going to go in Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, in the grade two Better Roses. Number two, Big Pond is 4-to-1 on the morning line. She's a cowbred daughter of Mr. Big, who formerly stood at Legacy Ranch. Trained by Bill Mott back there, taking on Greatest Stakes foes again in New York.
And I want to get that phone number out for the South Point as well, John. Call Steve Johnson. He's the race and sport, or the race book manager, rather, at 866-780-7223. 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. Ask him about the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. And John, from personal experience, if anyone wants to try to get out there for the 4th of July, the absolute best viewing place you could ever watch fireworks is the top of the parking garage at the South Point. You've got a 360-degree view of the valley, and you will see more fireworks, I guarantee you, than you've ever seen in your life. So
and
get
you,
on out
there.
You've
been there and done that.
I've been there and done that and may do it again this year. So call Steve Johnson out at the South Point. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky, one of our regular handicappers, and, of course, the publicity director for Los Alamitos. Bob, you guys start up next weekend. I know you're fired up for that. So tell us about your meet coming up. Tell us about opening day and also kind of the race schedule and some of the stakes races. Good morning, Bob. Not hearing Bob. Do we have Bob Mazursky?
I am here.
Okay. Hey, Bob, we got you now. So tell us about the opening of the Los Al meet.
Yeah, we start next Saturday, as you mentioned. We have an eight-day meet. We'll run Saturday and Sunday the first 2 weeks, so that's June 22nd and 23rd. Then the 29th and 30th, and then we'll finish up with a four-day week starting with July 4th going through July 7th. We'll be a 1 o'clock post every single day. We'll take entries for opening day on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. We have three stakes races during the meet. We have the Bertrando for Cal Brev on opening day. The second Saturday, we have the Los Al Derby for three-year-olds in a mile and an eighth, and then our grade two, $200,000 great lady Amazon Sunday, Saturday, July 6th, which is also the day of our handicapping contest, you know, which is very popular. We have two berths available to next year's NHC in Las Vegas, so that'll be a very popular event.
$2 pick six, the old traditional with the 70-30 split. Bob, a couple pick fours every day, and also a low takeout pick five at 14%. So plenty on the betting menu. We are looking forward to that getting started next Saturday. John Lindo.
Yeah, Bob, I wanted to bring up something. You guys started last year at the end of the year, and you had that projected closing odds board at Los Alamitos. We've seen the tote board change, you know, when the gates open so many times in Southern California. So you're trying to give the wagering public, again, a realistic idea of what the closing odds may be on horses coming up in the next race.
Yeah, that was Mark Rafke's idea. He came up with it before the winter meet last year, and it was well received. And we'll do it again this year. And you're right, he goes by the probables, and there's an algorithm that goes by the probables that gives you some sort of idea what the closing odds will be on a horse. So that way you're not surprised if a horse, you know, you see a horse is 4-1 and then ends up at 5-2. So there's not so much surprise. It's something, like I said, was well received, and we'll do it again. There's one other thing I wanted to mention about the pick six. If we'll also seed the pick six with $10,000 on the 29th and July 6th, if there's no carryover from the prior day, which is something they also do at night.
Well, we appreciate that, and that'll catch our attention, absolutely. All right, time to take off your publicity hat, put on your handicapping hat. We've got the possibly perfect stakes, race number five on the 11-race program at Santa Anita today. Wanted you to take a look at this, the 6-5 morning line favorite, number three, Linda's Gift.
Yeah, I think she's better suited this. I think she's better suited as the longer distance is a little bit softer company. She was in the grade one last time, and you know, was off the board. This is more her style. She's going to get, I think, a pretty easy lead, or if somebody else really insists on gunning, she has shown she can sit second, and then she's got to hold off the two main closers, who are Duvet Day and Musical Rhapsody, who's very sharp right now for Phil D'Amato. So I think the race boils down to one of those three. Linda's Gift, I think, has a slight edge just on the pace scenario. And the course was playing very well to speed yesterday. You saw the running with the boys, locate the wire. You saw I'll Have Another Kiss hold on in her race. We had Phoenician Ghost, the long shot. He went wire to wire in his sprint. So I think the course is very firm right now, and I think it favors horses up close.
Well, Bob, looking over this 11-race card here at Santa Anita, what do you want to make your radio play?
Well, I want to thank you so much, Bob, for taking Tiny Prancer, because that was as well. So I'm going to pivot and go to the 10th race and take the Comebacker Hope Road for Bob Baffert. This will be her first start for Baffert. She showed a lot of talent last year as a two-year-old before something obviously went amiss with her in her final start. She was with John Sadler last year. Now Baffert trained the dam of this horse, Marley's Freedom, who was a multiple graded stakes winner with a very, very nice mare. This horse is trained well for a comeback, and I think you'll see her fire her best shot fresh. So number 11, Hope Road in race 10.
And Bob, let me mention Thursday, you gave out the early pick five on your handicapping sheet, $2,247. I know the subscribers love that. Your selection's available. You're graded in the Southern California Newspaper Group and also online at todaysracingdigest.com. Thank you, Bob. We will try to get Hope Road home in race number 10 and see you out at Los Alamitos.
All right, let's get Tiny Prancer home as well, too, Bob. Take care.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye. That was Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. And we'll get over and talk to Bruce Finkelstein now from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
We are doing well. Is it getting a little hot over in Vegas this time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got up last year. We were spoiled. It was not a 100-degree day last year until June 29th. Forget about that this year. I think a few days ago we were about at a buck 09. So yeah, it's getting toasty here.
Well, Bruce, sadly we saw the closing of Golden Gate last Sunday. The racing has shifted to Pleasanton. What are we seeing there as far as field size for this opening weekend at Pleasanton?
kind of small. They're averaging a little more than six horses per race. I was reading some articles. Their horse population there is about 875. You know, it could be that they're dealing with the first week transition going from Golden Gate to Pleasanton. That could be an issue, but so far, not real exciting. They had $1 million in handle yesterday, which I guess is not awful, but only ran six races. So, you know, mixed things to say. It doesn't get me super excited, and I'll tell you why, because my clients aren't really excited about this time of the year. So I kind of transition away from Northern California right now, looking at maybe New York and Church a little bit more, and always, obviously, you know, zeroing in on Southern California.
Well, yeah, this is John, and Bruce, you had mentioned to me during the week that you wanted to look at a race at Churchill Downs for one of your radio plays, doing that little pivot. So let's take a look. We've got the Twilight card today at Churchill Downs. How about a radio play from Kentucky?
Yeah, let's go to the ninth race. You're right, nighttime card. The ninth race tonight at Churchill Downs, Pacific time, will go at about 7:11 Pacific time. I'll tell you a horse that ran super off the bench, and that's the 3, Yo Puedo. She came off a 9-month layoff. She has really, her claim to fame is she's better around two turns. She has 2 wins lifetime, both going a route, but she sprinted, and I loved her effort. She showed speed for about the first quarter mile, and then an outstanding rider, Christian Torres, kind of yanked her back a little bit. She rated. It doesn't look like she was going anywhere on the turn. She was fourth along the rail, and then she found another gear coming through a small opening. She had the lead with a few strides to go and got nailed, considering, and ran a close second, considering she's really not a sprinter and had been away so long. I thought she ran super. She's second off the layoff today. I like that fresh horse element. Stretching out, she's got speed, but she showed some spunk down the lane last time out. I think she's good to go at a nice price. So in race 9, let's go with the 3, Yo Puedo, listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
Bruce, last week you gave us 2 winners, Tiger Queen at Golden Gate, Carver at Santa Anita. That was our head-to-head matchup, so you beat me again there, Bruce. So where do you want to go for your Santa Anita selection?
Yeah, I'm wiping the chalk off of those from last week. Those are 2 short horses. I don't feel that great about it. Let's go to the 11th race at Santa Anita. We saw this yesterday, kind of a similar situation. In the last race, Dick Mandela won with a horse by the name of Tribal, who had been somewhat competitive in straight maidens, dropping in for a tag for the first time. This is the magical drop in horse racing. When you show a little bit of run in straight maiden competition, the drop in for maiden claimers really makes a difference. And that is the case, I think, with the 9 horse Bartholdi, who has actually run okay in straight maidens. He was 3rd 2 races ago sprinting. I thought he hung in there well against older horses last time out, going a mile, finishing 4th. I love the cutback and the drop in class here. I think he's very well spotted. We get that man, Antonio Frasu, who's trying to get a riding title. So in race 11, let's go with the class dropping number 9, Bartholdi, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
And tell us what you have available today at betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita. That is a challenging card today. I would not be surprised we have a carryover tomorrow. Full card there, late races at Aqueduct. We also have best bets. Audio is included in the full card and best bets. And as a new wrinkle today, we did the second half of the card under best bets at Churchill Downs.
Thank you, Bruce. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, that was Bruce Finkelstein. John, before we break, I just want to mention the job that I thought Todd Schrupp and Dave Weaver did for FanDuel TV up at Golden Gate for the closing last Sunday. I thought the job Todd Schrupp did was absolutely phenomenal. We saw him do that when Hollywood Park went away 10 years ago. Unfortunately, he gives the best eulogy in racing for a racetrack. It was just spot on. Todd is an excellent, outstanding broadcaster, and he showed it again with his work last weekend at Golden Gate.
It's difficult, but I think he kind of captured the mood up there, which is, you know, it's bittersweet. Yeah, it's nice to celebrate what's going on, but you think about it, it won't be going on anymore. It's a tough go, and, I thought he did a solid job on that.
He did a ton of homework. He did a ton of research, and it all came out in that broadcast. So, Todd, congratulations. That was outstanding work. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with 8 great days of racing starting on Saturday, June 22nd. First post, 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening day program will include the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late pick fours, plus our traditional pick six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Saturday, June 22nd.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com. From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Father's Day weekend, John. I'll wish you an early happy Father's Day for tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much. You got dogs, so I'm going to wish you the same thing.
A lot of dogs, and I get to spend some time with my dad tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll be playing the races together.
Yeah, my dad didn't Never saw a trifecta he didn't think he could hit.
That's right. Hey, John, we mentioned, of course, being up at the Derby Room doing our show there last week. And how about a word about the OC Tavern?
Well, they are open and for wagering right now. It's up there at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. It is absolutely gorgeous along the coast here right now. Get out of the heat in L.A., go down there, have lunch on the terrace, and play some races at the OC Tavern.
And a live read, how about DK Horse, John?
Yeah, don't want to forget about our friends at DK Horse. You can saddle up for action with the DK Horse app, an official affiliate of DraftKings. New customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $250 when they opt in with the code TBLA. That's for Thoroughbred LA. Go right now and sign up at the DK Horse app.
Well, let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. And give us your overall impression of that Belmont Festival at Saratoga that we saw last week.
It was unbelievable. Actually, a total success for NYRA. Believe me, I'm the first one to knock them when they do a bad job. They did a terrific job. They broke every record. The handle last Saturday was $125 million. So I can take nothing away from them. They did a great job, and they gave you the introduction to what's about to happen in 3 weeks, and that's the opening of the full Saratoga meet, so everybody got a taste in advance.
Well, John, now you looked at some of the races today at Monmouth. It's Haskell Preview Day. There are four stakes races on the back half of the card, and one of the big races is the Grade 3 Monmouth Stakes. That's race number 11. That's a mile and eighth on the grass. I wanted you to preview that here on the show, so give us a look at the Monmouth Stakes at Monmouth.
Okay, I really love the number two horse in here, Beat Fox. This is a six-year-old from the Sherry DeVoe barn. If you remember his last race, he ran on Preakness Day at Pimlico when it was absolutely pouring, raining. That turf course was a mess. They shouldn't have even run on the turf that day, and this horse didn't lift the hoof. So I'm going to draw a line through that race. His previous three or four starts, all good enough to get the job done here. He's going to be every bit of the 6-1. That he's listed on in the morning line. Chad Brown has a couple of horses in there. Todd Fletcher has a horse. Lamont has a horse. So they got plenty of ways to go. I think this horse may be ignored off of his horrible race last time out. But, again, I'm drawing a line through it. I like number two, Beatbox, to upset and win the 11th today at Monmouth Park.
Do you want to make that your first radio play, or can I sneak another radio play out of you before we go out to the West Coast?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you another one. Let's look at the 11th at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct. This is 6 furlongs sprinting on the turf. And by the way, they had rain last night in New York, so for people that are handicapping, the third race today is off the turf. The rest of the races remain on the grass, and it's a beautiful day in New York today. Anyway, 11th and final. I like the number three horse in here. You Should Be Dancing. This is a 6-year-old mare from the Rudy Rodriguez barn. Romero Marab board to ride. She's listed at 10-1 on the morning line. You could draw a line through her last two races, both of those on the dirt. She's a turf horse. She goes back to the grass today. Number three, You Should Be Dancing. Upsets and wins today's 11th and final out at Belmont at the Big A.
John, are we going to get super greedy and come out to California, or are we good with those two picks today?
No, we'll go for a third. Let's look at okay. The ninth race today at Santa Anita, mile and a quarter on the turf. And I like the number five horse in here, Midnight Joester. This is a 7-year-old gelding from the Vladimir Sorin barn, Diego Herrera aboard to ride. This horse, we know one thing, could certainly handle the distance. This horse has 2 wins at marathon distances. Not many horses in this field could say that. It's a marathon specialist. You're getting 4-1 on the morning line. Number five, Midnight Joester, wins today's ninth race out at San Anita.
We got three plays today from John Hardoon, who gave us Book'em Dano last week in the Woody Stevens at Saratoga, 770 there. John, tell us what's available today at the website.
Well, today we have Belmont at Aqueduct. We have Churchill. We have San Anita. And we threw in Monmouth since Gulfstream canceled, so we added Monmouth as the fourth and final track.
JonHardoon.com. John Hardoon, get his stuff. He's doing the work. Four tracks today, as always. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, that was John Hardoon, and let's get down to South Florida now and check in with Toby Callett, make sure he did not get washed away in that torrential rainstorm down there. Toby, good morning.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
We saw a lot of rain there. In fact, cancellations this week, including today at Gulfstream. So bring us up to speed on the situation there, and if you think we'll have racing at Gulfstream tomorrow.
Well, I don't have any clue about tomorrow. As a matter of fact, the first person to tip me off to Thursday's cancellation was the guy sitting next to you, Mr. Lindo. The Pollock report for Friday's cancellation, that posted before the Gulfstream website did, so it's a mystery to me. But one of these days, maybe things will get right. If you go to bloodhorse.com, you'll see where people had to literally wade through the water. It was chest deep on horses to get them out of their stalls and get them to drier land. That's been a problem for years, just like the parking lot. Ask Larry Colmus, if you ever run into him, how his BMW did about 10 years ago when he was announcing down here. The car had to be totaled. The parking lot had not been fixed since. That is a fact. I'm not exaggerating for effect. But, they did get pulverized there way more than we did in my area. They got like a foot of rain in a day. So I do feel their pain from that standpoint. But in all fairness, I hope they don't run tomorrow, considering a lot of these horses haven't been able to do any kind of exercising or loosening up or their usual routine between races. I just think it would be bad for the horses to run them at full speed, so to speak, after not being able to go through their paces for at least the last 4 days.
Toby, before we get a radio play from you, just a weather update. Has it stopped raining down there, and what's the forecast now for the next few days down there in South Florida?
Well, if I tell you that it stopped, 5 minutes later I'll be a liar. It's on and off. I went out yesterday to run a few errands. I wore a rain hat and a rain slicker, and by the time I got to my first destination, it was sunny. So I would expect more rain. I don't think any more of the copious amounts of rain that we've been getting, but there'll be rain on and off all the way through the weekend. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Beginning of the week, it's going to back off. But we are, in the summer season here, almost summer, and I don't think things are going to dry out anytime soon. They run tomorrow. There's no chance they'll be on the grass. And if it keeps raining, they might not be on the grass next week. So it could be a blessing in disguise for management to keep races off the grass for a couple of weeks.
Well, I know you've done a lot of work in Southern California, and Santa Anita very, very well. So you told me you were going to call Audible and make a play out here in Southern California. So how about a radio play from Santa Anita from Toby Callett today?
Why not? I'm going to take you to the Nightcap, and I'm very intrigued by this race. They're going three-quarters of a mile on the grass. There's $50,000 maiden claimers, and there's a bunch of horses dropping out of maiden special weights. There's 3 second-time geldings, the 4 leading, the 9 Bartholdi, and the 11 Uncharted angles that are always worth looking at. But I'm intrigued by first-time starter. It's number 5. His name is Storm Off, the Peter Miller trainee with Juan Hernandez taking the call. If you look at the workout pattern, I love the fact that the last 4 works are what you would consider to be stamina-building works. Second work back is a 3/4 of a mile down its family way. If you go back in the maternal line, there's a ton of pedigree in here. Third Dam, Living on the Line, was one that was based here in South Florida. I think that this horse is going to be well mentored first asking. His main rival to me is the 10C of Cortez. You could make a Hernandez back-to-box. I'm also looking at the 2 quality wins. And don't overlook the other Diamato that Hector Berrios takes the call on, the 13 classically. So I'm 5, 10, 2, 13, just like being a team in today's
11th at Santa Anita for Toby Callett. That's number 5, Storm Off. Thank you, Toby, and we will get back on track with you next Saturday, and hopefully have racing at Gulfstream all week next week. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. That was Toby Callett. Let's take our final timeout, and when we come back, Scott Shapiro and Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, it's closing weekend here at Santa Anita Park, and it is a weekend you don't want to miss. Today we have great live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Possibly Perfect Stakes. And tomorrow brings the $100,000 Cinema Stakes and the Grade 3 fan favorite San Juan Capistrano Stakes. Tomorrow, of course, is Father's Day. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are available throughout the park. Join us for a party in the chandelier room and treat dear old dad to an unforgettable experience filled with gourmet delights and the finest whiskey tastings. On the track apron, we will have a special barbecue event so that dad can have a day filled with delicious food and thrilling horse racing. We will also have mandatory payouts in all the pools on Father's Day, most notably in the Pick Six. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th, and what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party improved to a perfect 2-for-2, while Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be! The Ed Burton Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race. And come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's jump right in with Scott Shapiro, who's doing work for DRF and ExpressBet.com. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing well. So tell us what you've got going this week at ExpressBet.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things going on there. We've got a little bit of a focus on the Monmouth Late Pick Forest for Stakes Races Haskell Preview Day. And then tomorrow, I've got an article that should be out soon on the late pick four at Santa Anita for closing day. There's a promotion at ExpressBet and FirstBet to go along with it. 2 million points, hit it and split it, 2 million rewards points. So worked on those two things this week.
Your Twitter handle is at ScottShap34. Very active there, so follow Shapper on Twitter. And let's jump right in with your Monmouth selection today.
Yeah, sounds good. It's four state races, as I mentioned. I'm going to go to race 10, which is the Pegasus. This is the local prep for the million-dollar Haskell run on July 20th, 5 weeks from now. Had a couple of scratches, but not the horse I like, and not the two favorites on the morning line. I'm going to go with number five, Hades, in here, who's been freshened up, Florida bred for Joe Urseno, who clicks at 20% over the last 5 years at Monmouth. Three wins to kick off the career, including a wire-wire win in the Holy Bull back on February 3rd in a field that included domestic products in here, and then Fierceness, who came back to win the Florida Derby. One needs the lead, I think, or needs to be involved early. That was not the case in the Florida Derby or the Lexington. I think he'll get a good trip here off the freshening back at Monmouth, running out of his own barn with Paco Lopez aboard. So we'll try number five, Hades, who should be the third choice, 7-2 on the morning line in race 10 at Monmouth.
Thank you, my man. We'll spend more time next week. Appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend, guys.
Okay, that was Scott Shapiro from Express Bet. Final stop, Michael Rona down at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
I know you were up late last night. We saw that big winner you gave out on FanDuel, 2680, the racing at Brisbane. That's your hometown. So excellent job there, Michael, first off. And tell us about the big weekend at Los Al. You've got the Abigail Kawana Nakoa tonight, Ed Burke Million Futurity tomorrow night. Lots going on.
Yes, they are both excellent races. The Abigail Kawana Nakoa, a grade two for fillies and mares tonight, the last of nine races at 350 yards. It features Patty Saint. In fact, it features the first four from the Grade 1 Charger Bar in January, a race won by the brilliant Patty Saint, who's 19 for 27 lifetime, 2-for-2 in her six-year-old season. She will have to beat Fearless Moon, Nymphette, and AJ Born Runnin', who chased her home in the Charger Bar a few months ago. Tomorrow night, the Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity caps a nine-race card. Fantastic cast of 10 two-year-olds. The morning line favorite is the undefeated Norco, owned by Ed Allred and trained by Scott Willoughby. Orlando will expand more on the Sunday races tomorrow morning, but Norco is 5-2 on Ed Burgart's morning line. He's been devastatingly brilliant in his two career wins to date. The fastest qualifier, a filly named Up to Party, the only filly in the field, is the 7-2 second choice, and Devil's Tower out in gate 10 is 4-1 for the Ed Burke Million. And there's a supporting stakes race tomorrow night, which is a prep to the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity in a few weeks. It brings out London Toby, winner of the Brad McKenzie Winter Championship back in February, and an outstanding Brazilian quarter horse named Edberg Verde, who impressed mightily in his local debut, winning an allowance race in late April. So a very interesting card tomorrow night.
John Lendo.
I tell you what, let's get the post times with 11 races today and 12 races tomorrow at Santa Anita. Post times at Los Al, and let's get a radio play from you as well, Michael.
It's the same post time both nights this weekend, 6:40, John. The late pick four tonight, by the way, begins with an excellent non-winners of four allowance. We don't see that condition too often, but that's sixth race tonight. It's a very good field indeed. Look, I'm going to the Abigail Kawana Nakoa. I'm going to try to beat the favorite Patty Saint, and she'll be very, very tough. But Fearless Moon number six ran into a half length in the Charger Bar, hasn't run since. She was 3-1 second wagering choice in the Charger Bar. She's very good in her own right. She was a close fourth in the Super Derby to close out her three-year-old season. She was beaten ahead in the All-American Oaks at Ruidoso. She's a quality four-year-old mare who put up a sensational gatework, a bullet drill back about 3 weeks ago, that has me thinking she's sitting on a big race. I'm going to give her a look because in the Charger Bar she was drawn inside Patty Saint. She's drawn six, and I think she's got a chance. She's 4-1. Number six in the ninth race tonight, Fearless Moon.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the excellent job you're doing. We'll talk again next week. Want to thank Jake Rich, who did a great job inside. Mike Willman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. John Lindo, thanks for having me at the Lindo Loft. Have a great closing weekend and Father's Day out at Santa Anita tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Good luck. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you again next Saturday. Listen to this.